is injustice against people with disabilities. According to the CDC, people with disabilities are much less likely to receive employment. The percentage of employed disabled people is around 30-40%. This quote further supports the fact that people with disabilities are not given the same opportunities and rights as people without them. In my case, this topic hits close to home. My younger brother's name is Caden. At the age of 2, he was diagnosed with autism. He lost the ability to speak and developed slower than other kids his age. As a child, I didn't fully understand how serious this was and how it would continue to affect him later in life. Nevertheless, I still saw him as my little brother who I loved and looked after. Before his diagnosis, various doctors disregarded my family's concerns, insisting he was just a late bloomer. However, my family knew this was not the case as he grew older and was not responding to his own name, and continued to try until he was finally diagnosed. Although he is happy and healthy as he can be, he still faces many obstacles daily. An example of this is overstimulation in public areas, which causes him to become hypersensitive and incredibly stressed by stimuli such as noise, lights, or touch. Another example is children and adults alike who don't understand his condition and make insensitive gestures or comments towards him. We as a society need to recognize that people with disabilities are just that, people like everyone else. They deserve to be treated like people, not discriminated against for something they cannot change. To begin, ignorant and miseducated people aren't the only problem people with disabilities have to face. There are many other obstacles of all different kinds that they have to deal with on a daily basis. Examples of this are buildings without elevators, places without wheelchair ramps, or specially designed bathrooms. While these barriers are physical, there are plenty of social barriers as well, such as people condescending, treating them differently because of their disability, or even excluding them because of it. According to the NCEA, National Center on the Abuse of the Elderly, 78% of adult men with disabilities clearly indicated that abuse occurs for men with disabilities who use personal assistance services. The abuse includes physical violence, neglect, lack of care, financial violence, emotional, verbal, and sexual abuse. In addition, the social barriers that people with disabilities face include small microaggressions. An example of this is offering help when it is not asked for or needed. The stigma around people with disabilities also makes people afraid to approach them, as they fear them or they are uncomfortable with their presence in some way. This is most likely due to decades of misinformation and ignorance casting people with disabilities in a negative light. It goes without saying that these problems need to be stopped. We can start by spreading awareness and fixing things that can be inconvenient for people with disabilities. This is not only a benefit for them, but also for the family with disabled loved ones. Educate your friends, especially if they say something ignorant. Start small. There are many changes that we can make in our society to eradicate this problem. One of those solutions is to be more educated. It doesn't take a lot of effort not to be ignorant, and it's not hard to have a little compassion and respect for the people around you.